This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. We've been doing a chapter study of Deuteronomy 32. We gave the chapter the title, A Faithful God, and the key verse was 39. A significant truth, God will fulfill His plan for His people without compromising Himself. He will judge sin while always looking for a repentant heart He can and will forgive and renew. After identifying some cross-references and considering some problems or questions, we built an outline. God is faithful in His nature, in His provision, in His discipline, and in His plan. The final step in this study approach is to develop some applications to our life based on what we've learned. Because of God's faithfulness in the past and the promises He's made, I should trust Him as I face any new challenges or opportunities. If I have failed to live as I should, I need to turn to Him and trust Him to forgive and renew me. If God has prospered me, I need to be careful never to forget where my blessings came from and never boast about what I've done. God deserves all the credit. If there's someone who has wronged me, I need to leave justice or vengeance to the Lord rather than take it into my own hands. I need to take time to worship God and celebrate what He has done. A good way to do this is to put my thoughts and feelings into a song. Songs touch the mind and the emotions. They help us learn and remember how to worship and celebrate and order our lives accordingly. A study like this can also help getting, remembering, and applying the message to be found in God's Word to our own lives. If you'd like to review these messages, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.